Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another day of just keeping us in the light as you are in the light, because the Son of God, you have sent the Son of God, and in him we live and move and have our being. And I thank you that in him we have understanding of what you are saying to us and what your will for us, and so you are keeping us in your wonderful love plan. Thank you, Jesus. You've come to give life and life in abundance. And as we are now part of the family in the kingdom and enjoying the God quality of life and knowing the truth and the truth setting us free, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, family. Sorry we're together this morning. Danita, I'm just letting her sleep in this morning. Yeah, so we're ending off this chapter, and this chapter is talking about the goats, where the Lord says, depart, I never knew you, and they land up in the wrong place. And what's laid on my heart this morning is just to share, who are these goats? Now, in 1 Corinthians 6, from verse 9 to 11, we can see, talks about the unrighteous, and he says, the unrighteous. And then he speaks about the grumbler and the murderer and the homosexual and the thief. And he says they won't enter the kingdom of God. So there we can see it's the ones that's been deceived by Satan. The goats are nothing else but sheep that has been seduced, coming to this world, not knowing who they are and not knowing their Savior. They've been seduced by the evil one, and then he has all his qualities. Everything that is of hell is of the devil, and he's putting that on them. But then it also goes on, verse 11, and such were some of you, but you were washed, you were justified in the name of Jesus and by the Spirit of God. So there we could see we also at one time, we were predestined, we were always made to be children of the God. That is the reality. That's why God made man in his image and likeness, and that's why we see Adam and Eve just woke up to that reality and walked in that reality, but then they turned away and listened to the lies of Satan and fell into deception. And that's where the deception has come into this world. But praise God, Jesus came to set it right. So the bottom line, you either for Christ, in Christ, with Christ, or you outside of Christ, and then you are part of the problem. So Jesus has come, and he's come to give life and life in abundance. That is the answer. And 1 John 5, verse 20, it says, the Son of God has come to give us understanding so that we know him who is true. True God, the true Father, the true kingdom, the true life, thoughts, attitudes, actions. And that's where we stay in. So understanding this is that we know if we have come out and we have walked with our Lord and found the answers and are staying in the answers, we lights in the darkness, rivers in the deserts, and shadows of a great rock in a weary land. You can see that in Isaiah 32, verses 1 and 2. And so we are able to shine light so that we can help these people wake up, that they can come out of this deception. I love John 10. If you got the wonderful chapter, as God has come, knocked on our door, he's called us. Jesus has led us out. He's a shepherd of the sheep, and he leads us, and he leads us out into the kingdom realities, into the plan, into the purpose that was predestined for us in him. That's the God quality of life we are enjoying now. And then it speaks about in John 10:10, the devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. And then the answer to that, but Jesus has come to give life and life in abundance. And there we can see John 10:10, the devil lies, so he's a liar. He steals, so he's a thief. And he kills because he's a murderer. And he's got one thing in mind for his followers is to destroy them. Why? He's keeping them away from the true Father, the true Son, the true kingdom, the true purpose and destiny that God has got for his children. And so, guys, let that encourage us. You know, the Lord has called us, he's touched us, and he's with us, and so we stay in him, rooted and grounded, and we grow. And then the beautiful thing, Ephesians 2 verse 7 says, we are the visible display of the love, purpose, and plan of God. Why? Verse 10, because we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works laid out there for us. So guys, just stay in the light. Pray for your brothers and sisters that are deceived and been lied, stolen, and killed and destroyed by the evil one. And that's the whole purpose. As we are enlightened, then we know the great inheritance. I pray that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you know the hope of your calling. And when you know the hope of your calling, you also know the inheritance that has been made available for the saints. And saints are ones that are turned from darkness to Jesus, and he's now staying in tune with Jesus. So be blessed to know you are the lights in the darkness, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Why? Because Jesus, the ruler, the king, the true, not the lie, the truth, not the one that steals, the one that gives life and abundance, is truly our light in the darkness, river in the desert, shadow of a great rock in a weary land. So we can imitate him and we can show him, and thus showing the way for everyone to come out of darkness into the marvelous light. In Jesus' name, amen.